Mini Mindful Yoga. To practice mindful yoga, focus on your breath and body sensations as best you can. Let go of any need to achieve a certain posture. Instead, let the process be an act of kindness to yourself, cultivating awareness of breath and body as much as you can. Noticing mindfully any thoughts or emotions that arise as you stretch. Remember, go at your own pace. You don't need to do any stretch if you have an injury or if it just doesn't feel right for you today. And as you practice, experiment with having a little smile on your face, no matter how you feel. This can help cultivate a mindful attitude to your experience. Let's begin in standing mountain pose by standing up straight. Allow your big toes to touch, but your heels can be slightly apart. If you find it hard to balance, you can have your feet a few inches apart. Firm your thigh muscles so they lift your kneecaps, but try to keep your abdomen relaxed. Feel a gentle sense of yourself lengthening. Rotate your pelvis so your tailbone is tucked in. Press your shoulders gently back and down, opening your chest. Allow your head to be balanced centrally on your neck. Feel each in and each out breath mindfully. Now let's try upward salute. On your next inhale, raise your arms outwards and stretch them towards the sky. Feel the sensations in your arms and shoulders as you stretch. Hold your palms parallel to each other above your head. Tip your head back slowly and gently. There's no need to force your head back too far. Imagine extending the base of your spine towards the floor. Keep breathing with mindful awareness in this posture for a few breaths. Now on your next out-breath, sweep your arms outwards and begin to bend downwards. As you bend down, move on to the next posture, the standing forward bend. As you exhale, contract your thigh muscles. Keeping your legs slightly bent to protect your back, bend forwards from your hips, not your waist. Feel your breath releasing and the sensation in your legs and back as you go down. Just notice how far you can go. Let go of any self-judgment that may arise. This is about mindful awareness, not maximizing any stretches. Relax your head and neck and allow your arms to be limp. Keep feeling your breathing and let yourself relax on each out-breath. If you feel uncomfortable, you can bend your knees a little more. Now, when you're ready to move on, lie on your front and stretch your legs back with the top of your feet on the floor. Place your hands on the floor, under your shoulders. Keep your elbows in, towards your body. gently push the front of your feet and thighs into the floor. And be mindful of your breathing. On your next in-breath, slowly push your hands down to lift your body upwards. Rise only to a height at which your pelvis and legs stay in connection with the floor. This is called Cobra Pose. Continue to feel each in and out breath. Push your shoulders back. See if you can allow the bend to be distributed throughout your whole spine. You need to hold this pose for only about 10 seconds. Then, on your next exhalation, slowly lower yourself back to the floor. The key is not to overdo the back bend. To test whether you're overdoing it, lift your hands off the mat for a moment and see if you can hold the posture. Now, let's have a go at cat and cow pose. Come up on your hands and knees on the floor. Keep your knees underneath your hips. Try to have your shoulders, elbows, and wrists in a straight line. Keep your head positioned so that it's neither looking up nor drooping down. Instead, simply gaze at the floor. This is a neutral tabletop posture. As you exhale, arch your back towards the ceiling. You can allow your head to go down, but you don't need to force your chin to your chest. This is the cat pose. You're arching your back just like a cat having a stretch. As you inhale, return to the neutral tabletop pose and go into the cow pose by lifting your sitting bones and chest upwards, which allows your stomach to move downwards. At the same time, lift your head so you're looking straight ahead. Feel your breath expanding both your belly and lower back. This pose gives you a unique opportunity to try to feel the breath in your back. On your next exhale, go back into the cat pose, arching your back and looking downwards. Repeat this in rhythm with your breathing, going between the cat and cow pose. Keeping your shoulders down, away from your ears. When you're ready to rest, try child's pose. To get into child's pose, begin by kneeling on the floor. Allow your big toes to touch each other, and then gently sit on your heels. You can then separate your knees so they're roughly hip width apart. Place your arms alongside your torso with your palms facing up. Continue to feel the sensation of your breathing. Each time you breathe, have a sense of your shoulders relaxing and falling down towards the ground. This is a resting posture, so no need to strain. On your next exhalation, slowly rise up from the pose. Finish your yoga practice today, when you're ready, with corpse pose. To do this, simply lie on your back with your legs stretched out. Allow your feet to fall away from each other, about hip width apart, and let your arms rest a few inches away from your body, with your palms facing upwards. Rest here for as long as you wish. being aware of your breath and bodily sensations. Acknowledging the precious time you've taken to look after your mind and body, benefiting both you and those you meet. If you wish to do the full yoga practice today, simply continue listening to the next audio track.